James Lee from My Stupider Groove, and I've got a really special guest with me tonight while I'm recording this podcast. His name's Domenico Goffredo. He's a fantastic bass player who's been working with us for years, but he's better known to me as Mr. Strunz. Say hello, Mr. Strunz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. Strunz. We're from Australia, down under. And we'd just like to play a couple of songs for you. And hope you appreciate what we're doing tonight.
I'm sure they do, Mr. Strunz. Okay. And what's this song?
Well, back in the mid-80s, there was a band called Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I had a few friends called Frankie, but this is the Pleasure Dome.
Pleasure Dome. stop. Shooting stars never stop, even when they reach the top. Here goes a supernova, what up for sure.
Shooting stars never stop, even when they reach the top. Here goes a supernova, what up for sure.
To the pleasure dome. Going home where lovers roam. Welcome to the pleasure dome.
Mrs. Strunz, exactly how long does this song go on for?
For too many minutes, actually.
Well, I hope you don't get offended, mate, but I'm going to cut it off right now.
I think you should.
We could be here for all day with that. Oh, that's better. Look, it's a great song, okay? Don't get me wrong, but I just think, you know, when I heard 15 minutes is just a bit too much.
When I heard it, I was very impressed.
What, with the length of it?
More the combination.
Of what?
Of the whole concept.
Okay, no worries. Well, this is what we're going to do now. I think we should play some of our own stuff. What do you reckon?
I'd love to hear some My Stupid Groove.
All right, cool. Well, I was sort of thinking that maybe we could play the new single, which is
what
called
do you think?
Yeah. Don't Cry to Me. You know, it's not the greatest thing I've ever done, really. In fact,
I think it is. It's quite sensational.
Sensational. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, I suppose we'd better play it. It's a new single. It's called Don't Cry to Me, and it does feature Mr. Strunz on the bass.
And Bung Wan.
Bung Wan.
Bung Wan.
Bung Wan on vocals. Okay, here it is. I Stupid Groove, Don't Cry to Me.
Thought I could see you fall in heaven. Pain you can feel. Somehow drifting through, but it's only a photograph between us. Somehow it shows a hurt in your soul. I wanna be all that you need.
Thank you.
that's us, Ice Jupiter Groove. By the way, if you like that song, I hope you do, you can download it for absolutely free. Free. We give songs away.
We do.
That's the kind of guys that we are. We like to give music away. And it's available on soundcloud.com. That's SoundCloud, not SoundLoud that some people have said. It's SoundCloud. And you can also visit our website, which we'd love to see you do, and that's www.icejupiter.com. Okay, so...
So, James, would you like to pick a song?
Yes, I would, but I've picked something, being as you're the Strunz bass player, I've picked something with what I consider is a really good bass line, and we've gone for an early Australian act, which I played before, I think in the last podcast, called Ice House, which were originally The Flowers. And this song is actually off the album, The Flowers, where they had to change their name. It's a long story, but anyway. And the name of this song, it's a bit, nobody's really going to know it. Well, maybe some Australian people. It's called Fat Man. And the reason I picked this track is because I absolutely love the bass line in this track. So, nothing further ado. I hope you like it, Mr. Sorens.
James, I'm willing to listen to it, and I'm happy to listen to it.
Maybe you could learn something from this baseline.
I possibly could.
You possibly could. Okay, so this is Ice House with Fat Man.
I'm
Yeah, okay, that was Ice House with Batman. Great bass line.
James, I'm very impressed with that. I was quite a pleasure to hear that song.
Have you heard it before?
Yes, I have, actually. Very impressive, actually.
The whole song or just the bass line?
Well, being a bass player, you always be a bit, one-sided.
A bit biased, yeah. Oh, not to worry. Well, I'm not a bass player and I'm biased toward bass too. I'm one of your, frustrated. I'd have the tennis racket in front of the mirror, pretending to play bass. I'm that type of guy, I mean, the closest I come to bass is hitting the keyboard, that's it.
But then again, you can really hit those keyboards very well. And also, you're a very good songwriter, James.
Who's trying to get a job?
I think I am.
All right, mate. What's the next pick for you?
Well, I was very impressed with a gentleman called Johnny Warman.
Johnny Warman?
Yes. Back roughly about mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might have been a one-hit wonder. I'm not sure. But he wrote this song called Screaming Jets.
Mm.
And I think actually Peter Gabriel might have had something to do with it.
Yeah, I think you can hear him in the backups. So he's doing the backup vocals.
He might have produced the actual song or, something like that. I'm not sure, but I know my daughter, Melody, loves the song.
Oh, right.
And she's a bass player herself.
she's one up on me.
And I'd like to introduce it, but it's got a great bumping bass line.
Right. I've often wondered, actually, because there's a band here in Australia called Screaming Jets from Newcastle, and I've often wondered if they'd taken the name from this song, but I mean, it's probably something you'd never know. Anyway, so we'll play Johnny Warman and Scream.
Absolutely. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, shall I?
Yeah. Okay.
Down.
Yeah, that is definitely Peter Gabriel in the background of that song. There's no doubt about that distinctive voice that guy has got.
And I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope the viewers enjoyed it as well, you know. And
it was probably a blast in the past for him, really.
Yes. Mm. And so, James, what would you like to play next?
Well, I thought I'd play one of our songs, but before I do, I asked you to remind me to mention something.
Exactly. Now, we're on the website, which is www.icejupiter.com. So, for the listeners, please log on.
Sign the guest book?
Absolutely.
Check our blogs. Everything you need to know about us is there. There's photos, there's all the links to all the pages that are necessary to get to anything Ice Jupiter Groove. Yeah, now, what were you saying? Oh, yeah, what song are we going to do next? We got to do another one of ours.
Well, I think it should be an Ice Jupiter Groove. And actually, James and the Strunts have been working on it for quite a fair few weeks now. And it's called Somebody Else's Dream.
It's actually Someone Else's Dream. Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Strunts. You know, just got to pick you up there on something. Yeah.
But
Somebody's fine, though, if you want to call it that.
Being a good songwriter that you are, James.
Thanks.
Were you dreaming at the time when you wrote the song?
No, absolutely not. I don't know what I was doing when I wrote this song.
But it's a beautiful song.
Oh, thanks, mate. But we're actually, what you were saying, we're working on a new version of the song. We're going to beef it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Just change it. So anyway, but for the moment, you can hear the older version, which is still good. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
We just think it could be.
So when do you think the new version is going to come on?
Pretty soon.
Let's hope so. James.
In the meantime, here's us with Someone Else's Dream.
That your world is changing.
So you've just been listening to another song from Ice Jupiter Groove. There's James and the Strunts.
I'm James, he's the Strunts.
Look, we would like to make one comment, actually, that James's brother, Sean, does a lot of vocals, all the vocals.
On that track, everything.
Everything. Absolutely so everything.
We better mention it. We better.
We've got to give him a rap.
We can't upset the little brother.
No.
Because he's very sensitive, you know.
Well, but he does a good job.
Yeah.
He does a great job, you know. And Sean, I'm sure you're listening to us. We love your brother.
Oh, isn't that nice?
It is, yeah. Anyhow, we probably like to play a couple more songs. What do you reckon, James?
Yes, except I've forgotten what we picked. What did we pick for the next song?
Well, there was a band in the 80s called Living Colour.
That's
right. Okay, it was Living Colour.
Good band.
And
good band.
The vocalist was actually a gospel singer.
Yeah, I know. Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
But let's cut to the chase here.
Yeah.
Okay. So we all fall in love.
Do we?
And we fall out of love.
Yeah.
And this song's called Love Raises Its Ugly Head.
Jeez, I hate pulling you up again. It's Love Rears Its Ugly Head. Why have I got to do this? I'm sorry, James. Okay. It's fine. That's his second mistake.
Okay. So do I get sacked at the end of the night? Do I still get paid or what?
Anyway, back to the song.
Okay. I hope you enjoy this song. It's a lovely song and they're a great band. Great band. It's a pity they're still not around. We'll be right back.
play the wedding march. I'm in a black tuxedo with my collar full of stars.
I really always loved that song.
Yeah, but that version is really good because it's got a real live, gritty
and you
sort
were
of
saying
aspect
that
to
it's
it.
Like the extended version.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, which is quite rappy and funky.
Yeah, it's all good. Living Colour. I wish I had even a fraction of the talent those guys have got. They're pretty damn good.
Absolutely, James. Absolutely.
Well, it's my pick next, and
I think it should be.
I've picked, you know, something that's a bit, I don't know. It's from the 80s again. Yeah, late 80s, I think. And it's a band called Wang Chung. Another one-hit wonder, but it's a brilliant little pop song. I mean, if you're going to write a pop song, this is the way you do it. Plenty of sax. Plenty of acoustic guitar sounds and a good driving beat and a really nice melody line. And this song's called Dance Hall Days. Hope you enjoy it.
By the hill and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you and everyone we knew could believe, do sharing what was true. Oh, I said dance all day long,
and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true, I said. Dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red to sapphire's blue, and you need her and she needs you, 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 and you need her and she needs you. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all days long. Dance all days. Dance all days long.
Yeah, Wang Chung, Dance All Days. You're listening to Mr. Strunz, otherwise known as Domenico Goffredo. He's a bass player that plays with us quite a bit, and he plays with plenty of other people as well in different acts that he gets involved with. And
we're talking musical here.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I actually thought that while I was talking, but... Anyway, we're going to move on to another Ice Jupiter Groove song. This is actually an earlier one that I did. Or when I say earlier, I think it was about a year ago or something. And it's called Faces in the Street. And I really liked this song when I did it. I didn't write the lyrics for it at all. It's an old Henry Lawson, who's an Australian poet, you know, back nearly two centuries ago, I think. It was just a really inspiring poem, but it was quite long. I think it's like 2 pages long or something. And I condensed it down and used the words. And we recorded, when I say we, there was another man called Mark Suther, and I recorded it with on an album we did previously. And I just put more guitars in and a more of a driving beat and a driving bass line in it. And I just still think it's a great song. As I said, Faces in the Street. It's what's really interesting about this track to me, well, particularly the lyrics, is that they're still very relevant today, and they're written all that time ago.
And James, it's quite inspiring, because when you do hear the lyrics, the way that you compact it together, it's very moving, actually.
Moving?
Moving, yeah.
You're not just saying that?
I was quite impressed when you put that together. And I mean, Lawson, living in Sydney, Australia.
He did, yes. No, he. Yeah. The poor guy, actually, he's in, you know, we don't want to bore everyone here, but it's an interesting story. He didn't live a very particularly long life. He had alcoholism and depression and all sorts of things. And But and every time he got a little bit of money from his poems, because he used to write back in those days, poetry was in papers, you know, newspapers and stuff like that. And he was quite famous at the time, but any money he got, he just splurged on alcohol.
Well, we should let the listeners know that Lawson is in the Blue Mountains.
It's Australia. A little town in the Blue Mountains.
Yeah.
So it's named after him.
Beautiful little place. I've visited many times.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you go there for?
Shouldn't I
ask?
No, I've actually been a construction worker. Built a couple of houses there.
In Lawson.
Okay. Yeah. And lovely little town. But anyhow, people in the street. I hope you enjoyed this song.
Okay. So this is us again. I Stupid Groove with.
Absolutely.
What's the song called? Get it right.
Faces in the Street.
Hey, Mr. Swords.
I always get it wrong, don't I?
You got it right that time.
Your heart's in terror beat when God demands a reason.
That just cut off just like that.
Unbelievable.
Someone did a really bad mastering job on that. I'm not going to mention any names. Probably me. Yeah, oh, it's James Lee here with Domenico Goffredo, otherwise known as Mr. Swans. He sometimes calls me Mr. Bung One. I don't know where that came from, but something to do with Bung.
Bung. Bung. Mr. Bung.
Mr. Bung. Mr. Bung. Well, we're just about the end of the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. And I'd like to thank Mr. Bung One for coming and joining me on this podcast, because it's actually a bit of fun to
It's been a pleasure, James.
Are you sure?
It's been a pleasure.
I think you've been looking bored the whole time. You know?
Nah, I mean, it's been a pleasure.
Having a listen to my music. And yeah. Every time he wanted to pick a song, I said, nah, you can't play that.
I think the listeners should look forward to the next program we do.
What, have you got something in mind?
Yeah, I do.
You
actually.
Do?
Oh, James, I do.
You're going to bring your own music, is that what we're
saying? I'm going to bring shitloads of stuff. But what have you got to finish off with,
Pardon
James?
Me. Well, it's just going to really surprise you.
Really?
It really will surprise you.
You're going to surprise me?
Yeah.
I'd be impressed.
Van Halen.
Oh, great band.
Need a bit of Eddie. Band. We need some Eddie. It's an Eddie guitar. And this is, I think this is 90s. I don't think this is 80s. I know, I'm moving.
Right, okay. So
rare for me.
We're moving along.
We're moving
in the century.
Yeah. And I think it's a really late 80s, but a good pop song. I think it's a good pop song.
Now, is it got Sammy Hagar?
Yes.
The vocalist?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Great. Great. I've just got to give Sammy a bit of a rap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, he's listening. Chicken Foot. He's with quite a great musicians and great band, great songs.
Chicken Foot.
Chicken Foot.
Well, I must have lived a sheltered life. I've never heard of Chicken Foot.
Oh, look, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, we're talking about Joe Satriani.
Oh, I've heard of him, yeah.
Okay, we're talking about Chad Smith from the, you know, Chili Peppers on drums.
Right.
And bass player Anthony from Van Halen.
Ah, okay. Well, that's all very good, so we'll play that in a sec. But before we go, we've always got to put in the look. Come and visit us.
Please, please.
I want the address for Mr. Swartz again, because he says it really slow so you can write it down.
Okay. The website is www.
Dot.
Dot? Zero dot.
There's a dot.
There's a dot.
Yes.
Okay. Jupiter Groove.
No. The Ice Jupiter.
Oh, sorry. IceJupiter.com.
Oh, no, there isn't a dot. No, there is a dot. No, www.icejupiter.com.
Do I get paid at the end of the night? Bung one or what?
No, no.
I've been sacked.
We'll give you a beer or something.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So,
good
here
night.
Is. Good night.
Good
and
night.
Here is. What were we going to play? Now we've forgotten.
Hey, Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Of course.
Why can't this be
love? Yeah.
while.